Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. 6 weeks after winning the U.S. presidential election, Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things they can work together on. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Donald Trump, who has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election, did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January 20th. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has named Pete Buttigieg, one of his former rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, as head of the Department of Transportation in his new administration, according to multiple news outlets. Buttigieg was the first openly gay major party candidate to win convention delegates in a bid for the White House. But Buttigieg's campaign eventually stalled, and he dropped out of the race before the Democratic primaries in early March and later endorsed Biden as transportation chief. Buttigieg would help oversee the country's highway system, planes, trains, and mass transportation system. In a new report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They were also calling for tougher relations with Tehran. The committee's report also urged British government to respond more effectively to Tehran's wider destabilizing activities in the region. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state on Friday. More than 330 boys are still missing from the government's science secondary school in Kankara after gunmen attacked the school Friday, although scores of other students managed to get away. A spokesman for the Nigerian president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of those missing boys. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, an international organization for migration, said the capsizing of a boat carrying people from Venezuela to Trinidad and Tobago should be a reminder of the extreme risk of sea journey and other irregular cross-border movements taken by refugees and immigrants. Boat carrying at least 25 people, including children, sank off the eastern coast of Venezuela over the weekend. 11 bodies recovered so far. Venezuela has yet to provide any official death toll, but some reports suggest about 20 bodies were recovered from the sea. The United Nations says more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. Telecommunications have been cut off, access limited to the Tigray region since violence broke out early last month, making it difficult for humanitarian agencies to evaluate the needs there. A UN spokesman said the agency was working with Ethiopia's government to reestablish access to the conflict zones. Guinea President Alpha Conde is appealing to the citizens to unite as he begins his third term in office. In a speech following his inauguration, Conde called on Guineans to renew the solidarity of the state to heal wounds and submit terms of peace. Conde's appeal followed deadly clashes during the October vote, boycotted by opposition candidates, upset that Conde pushed through constitutional changes, allowing him to run despite a two-term limit. The Election Commission president declared Conde the winner with just over 59% of the votes, citing the opposition did not produce evidence to back their claim of voter irregularities. For more news, we invite you to join us at that website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.